to walk in the steps of the Savior.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church as we celebrate God's wisdom in creating the family with that marvelous member we call Mother.
Amen.
How we appreciate our mothers. Lord, thank you for your grand plan. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is an Arminian? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our guest speaker, our brother Lee Prater, will be bringing the message from the scriptures. And the Women's Bible Study will meet tomorrow, May 14th at 7 p.m., here at the church, and please see Mrs. Otero for any details and questions that you may have. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalm 78 this Wednesday evening. Also, please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 47, verses 6 and 7. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our God and King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. Brother Olivas will be leading the singing now of the hymns, the first and last stanzas. And so let's begin our worship with hymn number 2. Love Divine.
Buenos días y bienvenidos a la Iglesia Bautista Betel. Oh, sorry, hit the SAP button by mistake. But good morning once again, folks, and to you mothers, once again, happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for your tireless devotion and dedication to your families and also to the work of the Lord. Amen. Once again, that hymn is number 2, Love Divine. But remember him. He was a great man, and we definitely love him very much. And we just hope and pray that we can definitely follow the example that he set for us as a man and as a brother in Christ. Go ahead and turn your hymnals to number 18. Now thank we all our God. turn your hymnals to 525, A Christian Home.
So much. Please remain standing for prayer. Just two things before prayer. I welcome the Murphys back from Italy. I hope you visit the land of my mother in Milan. Such a beautiful and wonderful city. And then Brother De Jeringa just called the church from New Mexico. He's with his truck on the way home. He said, I missed my wedding anniversary and Mother's Day, but I get it there tomorrow, and say greetings to the church. How wonderful it is to hear from a truck driver who is a member of our church, and he remembers us as he was driving through the highways of this beautiful country called America. Let's pray together. Father, this day we gather with eager hearts, hungry for your word, yearning for the joy you promise in love. O God, together we hold a vision of your kingdom, a people of prayer and open hearts, a loving body of Christ eager to learn and eager to share. You bless us, O God, and shine upon us with the mercy of your salvation. On this day of celebrating your love, we lift to you those who have given us life, those who have loved us, those who have blessed us, and those who have taught us our mothers. Lord, may your blessing pour out upon the women who gave us birth and those beautiful, strong women of faith who have been mothers to us along our journey. We praise you, O God, for your gift of motherly love, both gentle and severe, both strong and humble, both kind and true. Where we have been so blessed, we give our grateful praise, for you have provided loving hands that have worked so hard in raising us. Care for us enough to correct us. Blessed us in ways we cannot have fully known as children. We call for your compassion upon every mother who has unknowingly caused pain and suffering. And so we leave to you our mothers, so imperfect and also so wounded by this world. We bless our mothers these days, no matter what they have done or left undone. We do this because we believe in your healing, and we believe in your love, and we believe that you love every mother, good or bad. And we stand together with all mothers in solidarity, for we all are in need of your grace. Where we have failed because we did not know better, help us to forgive ourselves. Where we have seen your face in any woman who has been to us a mother, in her face we have seen your light and your love, and we thank you, Father. For where they have love, they have kept your word and bless us. We lift to you the heart of every mother who has watched her child die of hunger, every mother who had been a victim of abuse, every woman who has stand in protest against a world that massacre her children and renames them collateral damage. We lift to you the prayer of every mother who has ever loved and lost. We lift to you our mother, and although we cannot fully express our gratitude, help each one of us to be your blessing of love, a blessing straight from your heart. Oh Lord, we pray this in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Jesus in you. I could hear his voice in the words you said. I saw Jesus in you. Jesus in you. In your eyes I saw his stare. I could see.
Thanks very much, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1250. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Charity, love, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Amen. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you again for giving us the scriptures to guide us and inform us so that we no longer need to live in ignorance, but have come out of darkness that we might know you and come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for having made us in your image with the capacity to love, though now imperfectly. Help us to always keep in mind to live those two great commandments, to love you and our neighbors as ourselves. Our Lord Jesus' life has perfectly demonstrated this, and we are indeed enjoy such a great privilege to follow him. We look to that day in heaven when there will be nothing but perfect love for you and for each other. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the message of true love from the Bible. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Bless us with understanding so that our lives will reflect living in accordance with your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?